Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
In the late 1970s, women hired at Citizens National Bank in Willmar were paid $400 a month, while starting salaries for men averaged $700 a month. Former employee Doris Bosshart says women at the bank were also expected to work overtime without pay. When the bank wanted the women to train yet another man for a management position, well, that was the last straw.
The men would move right up the ladder to management, and the women were still down at the bottom training everybody that came in, and we complained.
And how did the bank president respond?
We're told we're not all equal, you know.
Bosshart and seven of her colleagues filed a gender discrimination complaint. Soon after, in 1977, they started Minnesota's first bank union and went on strike. They became known as the Willmar Eight. The women walked the picket line for 2 years, even on the coldest winter days. The bank finally negotiated a settlement, and the women dropped the lawsuit. Some were hired back without a contract. The Willmar Eight, a group of plain-spoken wives, mothers, and daughters, struck a chord with Americans and came to symbolize the uphill climb many women face when seeking equal pay for equal work.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.